This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 32 for Sunday, December 30th, 2012. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Aloha. I knew that would get you. That was good, right? Hugh, what did you think? That was good, right? All right. So for those of you who celebrate, we hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Okay. I'm good. Keep going.
And if you're listening or watching this after the first, please excuse us. It's been a challenging morning. We hope that you had a terrific New Year's. I don't know that we have any big plans. I think we're just going to stay here and play with our Christmas presents.
I do think we do have some big plans. They're big bottles of wine.
Wow. One or two bottles.
Well, there's two
for me, one for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
Share and share alike.
We did have a white Christmas. We got a big dumping of snow a couple days before Christmas. In fact, we even had school canceled, which was kind of nice. And then we just had another, I don't know, foot.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, I'd say.
It was a lot of snow. I think we're done with snow now. Thank you.
It's officially winter, so.
Yes.
Christmas was pretty spectacular here at the Anderson House this year. We had both our kids with us for the first time ever. I would say it was a great deal of fun.
Well, the first time ever on Christmas.
Yes, on Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, so we actually got to celebrate Christmas in December. Usually we do it like in January.
Yep.
When they come back. It was really nice to have them home. We had yummy dinner, and then we cleaned up. Not without lots of nagging. Can we open them yet? Can we open them yet? From Garrett, Lindsay, and myself. And then we opened up presents around the tree, and I think everybody was pretty happy.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to score not one, not two, but three lovely writing instruments.
But you knew about one and a half of them, didn't you? Well, you knew about two of them.
I knew about...
Two and a half?
Well, I sort of knew about all of them, but...
I'll have to work on surprising you.
The first one is really spectacular, I think. It's a John Holland self-filler, or what they called the self-inking pen. And this guy here, you can see it.
Oh, I remember that one.
It appears in the 1909 and 1910 catalogs. The big deal behind this pen, first of all, this is a slipcap. In 1910, they came out with a different version of this pen that had they called it the safety cap, and it's a little short cap that screws on. But this has, this is their workaround to Schaefer's patent, I guess. And there's this little, they called it a button, but it's more like a saddle, and we call it a saddle filler these days. But it's a gold, 18-karat gold-filled band that wraps around the barrel, and you pull it out, and what it does is it kind of does the reverse of a lever filler, where a lever filler presses down on the sack. This actually, there's a bar on the bottom, the inside of the barrel, and the sack goes through, and when you pull this saddle up, it compresses the sack from the opposite side.
It sounds complicated.
Well, you know, they're kind of a pain to fix if something goes wrong. But we had a customer send one about last year this time, and it's really kind of a cool pen. So this one is perfect. The imprint is perfect.
Well, it's because I bought it.
Well, yeah. a better example probably could not be found.
Oh, good, because I'm done looking.
and this one, another interesting point about the John Holland is where everybody else numbered their nibs 2, 4, 6, 8, John Holland numbered theirs, for whatever reason, 12, 14, 16, 18. So this has a number 12 nib, not to be confused with a super large nib. It's actually number 2 size. But I guess the interesting thing about this pen is when Lisa asked me several months ago what I wanted for Christmas, and this is usual fare. you know, just to make sure, you know, we get what we want. I told her, so-and-so has this pen, and just contact her and get it from her. Because if you don't, I'm going to buy it because it's awesome. So she contacts this person, and he gets an email back. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Still have the John Holland. For you, the price is $750.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's a wrong pen. That's a wrong pen. Thanks, but that's a wrong pen.
Anybody who knows me knows I will not pay that much for a pen.
Yeah.
Not even two pens, so, unless they're like Auroras for me, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. So that was pen number one. It was really the highlight, the spectacular pen. The second one, equally as interesting, I think, although condition-wise not as nice, was this guy right here.
That's a pretty brown pen.
It's an Aiken Lambert sleeve filler. Now, this is cool because this also has a slip cap. And it has this rotating sleeve. And now, I've talked about these before. For my birthday, I got one. But the sleeve rotates. And then there's a press bar in there. And you press it down to compress the sack. The thing about these is they're pretty hard to find. Not as common, of course, as the Aiken Lambert eyedroppers or lever fillers. I'm not exactly sure when they were made, but
you'll find out.
I'll find out. They're pretty cool. This one, when we got it, the section was half out, and it was stuck there. This rotating sleeve did not move. I mean, it was a mess. It really was a mess. It took quite a bit to get it back into working order. I'm not 100% done with it yet. I need to set the feed, but the nib is outrageously flexible. It's just really, really, really fantastic. And the cool thing about this one, I guess it's not cool, but the funny thing about this, I should say, is it came with the, this is the Aiken Lambert, the Mercantile clip. And you see this on a lot of pens. And it was on this pen, and I'm not going to put it entirely on there, but it was on the sleeve. And so you put this in your pocket.
Oops.
You put it in that way. Somebody thought that was a good idea.
Somebody didn't know.
Somebody did. I don't know.
Maybe the seller found it and said, oh, maybe I should put these together. And he just put it on the wrong part.
I don't know. It was on there pretty tight. But anyway, that's cool. It's a very cool pen. I'm super glad to have this in the collection. It's kind of tough to find. And it's all in one piece. So. Okay. Just to mix things up, the third one, probably one of the best offerings, in my opinion, from Levenger in a long, long while. The 25th anniversary True Writer.
That is a cool pen.
Yeah, it's cool.
If it had a fine nib, you'd be in trouble.
Thankfully, what? No. I first heard about this pen prior to the Ohio Pen Show this past November. And then at the show, I did get to see it in person. A couple people had them.
Really?
Pendleton had one and Dan had one.
Oh.
And it's you know, it's a cool, cool pen. You know, it's your standard True Writer, but it's got this neat kind of almost I don't know what you call it, a gunmetal.
Like a gunmetal, yeah.
Gunmetal gray.
Like a charcoal.
Chased finish. Very smooth writer. Nice pen. I've enjoyed using it quite a bit. So,
you mean a True Writer that actually writes?
It does. Yeah, it actually writes. I think I'll put a little review up on it too. It's a fun pen. It posts well. The weight, the balance is pretty good. The medium nib is just delicious.
Ooh, delicious.
That's a delicious medium nib.
Wow.
It's the first, probably the first True Writer I've owned in 15 years.
I've had a couple, but I've always had problems with the flow. So I've always stopped using them. Mm-hmm. And they have some beautiful, beautiful patterns. So maybe this is the start of a new trend.
Hopefully.
Hopefully we'll just buy the whole collection. Or no.
let's not go that far just yet.
All right.
This one's good.
Don't put the cart before the horse.
Right. And before we, so that was my Christmas. You know, of course, got some gifts from the kids and you know, all that stuff. But
Brian is a tease. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to start that way. And so for like the last month, he has been telling me that I got your present. You're going to love it. I was with him when he picked it up from the post office. In fact, he told me I couldn't go to the P.O. box for like a week. And yet I'm the one who normally goes and picks up all our packages and repairs and stuff. And so, okay, but if there's a box in there, you can't, you got to leave it in there.
They put a key in the box if there's something that doesn't fit in the box. And I knew this wasn't going to fit. So I guess the instruction was, is if there was a key that you
just
can't,
leave it.
Yeah, just leave it and let me know and I'll go and pick it up.
No, I just, so we happened to go together. He picked it up, kind of hid it, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly
anyway,
how
he's been teasing me about this thing. And then he kept telling me, well, yeah, I hope you like it. I hope you don't get mad. Like, I'm not sure what that means. Did you spend $3,000 or is it like a new vacuum? You know, I don't know where we're going with this thing. So before then, we decided to take a trip to the antique mall because now I'm starting to feel nervous. And so I thought, okay, maybe I need to get him one more gift. Like if it's really expensive or I don't know. So we go to the antique mall and this is the one in town, and we don't find things all that often. We go and we revisit a few old friends, like there's a wherever something for $80.
Yeah, it's broken.
Yeah. So stuff that's been there forever.
I think it's got a hole in the barrel or something. It's green.
And for whatever reason, I was on an old book kick and a wool sweater kick. I was looking at all the old vintage wool sweaters and just weird stuff. We did end up with several things, which was kind of a surprise, kind of nice.
Yeah, here was one of them. A nice a Model A, which is the slender version, dollar pen, Esterbrook.
Yep.
Uncommon in the slender sizes. Not uncommon, but harder to find.
Yep. A couple of ink bottles?
Yes, we did.
You should clean off your desk.
I happen to have them right here, as a matter of fact. This one is kind of cool for what's the word I'm looking for here? It's Top Flight ink, St. Louis, the fountain and steel pen ink by the Crunden Martin Manufacturing Company.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. What else do we get? Oh, we got this. This is kind of cool.
I like that one.
The 2 ounce Parker Quink washable brown bottle.
Yep.
Love these bottles. They're great. In fact, I have a similar one on my desk right here that actually has ink in it. So
I have my Ackerman.
Oh, there you go.
And then when we first walked in, there's a case, and I like to look at some of the vintage jewelry. And there was a tray of rings that I thought was just gorgeous, but some of the stones were really big. And I have pretty small hands, and they're always just outrageously priced. Well, long story short, we saw a ring, I fell in love with it, and it was absolutely affordable.
Yeah.
The cool part is it's an amethyst, except depending on the light, it's either, like, I didn't believe that it was an amethyst. It looked like a blue topaz when we first bought it. But then in different light, it looks like a dark teal. It's a light blue. Sometimes it's purple. Sometimes it looks brown. It's really cool.
Yeah. And it's sterling silver.
Yep. Yep. Beautiful filigree. And so Brian had to torture me a little more. And he took it from me. He wouldn't let me wear it. He said, here you go. Merry Christmas. Like, ah. And we found one other thing.
One other thing. And I think this is really...
We were shocked.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Now, normally I would have probably tried to bargain just for the sake of bargaining, but I thought this was such a neat whole package here, and you can see the box.
The box is in gorgeous, I would call it near mint condition.
And this is a big box too.
Yeah.
It looks like a leather
crocodile
or something.
I don't know, something.
And you open it up.
And the interior is pristine.
Perfect, yeah. And it's a Schaefer, a three pen set. It's the pencil, of course. The nice
works like like it's never seen use, but I mean, works like the day it was made.
There is a ballpoint. Now, what's interesting about this is this does not have the same two-tone metal cap, but I suspect, you look at this set and it was very, very little used. It very well could have come from the dealer that way. Maybe they normally the sets all had matching caps, so it could have been a case of somebody came in, wanted to buy the pen, the ballpoint with the metal cap. Maybe they didn't have it, so they swapped it out. Who knows? But it is there. And then this is
beautiful.
The granddaddy right here. It's a first year touchdown. So it's the fat touchdown. It's got the Sentinel cap, the two-tone Triumph conical nib.
Still got stickers.
Yep. It has a nice clear, you can't really see it in the video, but really clear visualated section there. And then this is the best part, the sticker. I've never seen one of these, and I admit I'm not a huge Schaefer collector. I probably only have maybe a dozen or two pens, but the sticker was interesting because it says fine for fine nib, and then it says it gives you directions on how to use the pen. So it says immerse entire point in scrip with plunger extended.
Only scrip.
Count 10 after completion of downstroke. And believe it or not, it actually worked right out of the box. It had some ink in it, so it had been used, but it worked right out of the box.
Beautiful. Well, we left the antique mall feeling like we were on top of the world because we go periodically. But we hardly ever come home with anything. Like I said earlier, there are a couple dealers who have pens, but they're either really junkers or overpriced or both. And so we were surprised and pleased to come home with a couple cool ink bottles, the set, the Esterbrook, and my ring, which I love.
Yeah, the box set is really cool.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And so finally, for Christmas, not only has Brian been teasing me about my present, he wouldn't let me open it until every other gift had been opened, and then he had to video it, which makes me nervous.
I had a request for that, so.
Did you send it to him?
I did send it to him, actually.
Okay, did he laugh?
He did laugh. I sent it to Mike.
So the seller of my pen is in trouble, and when I see him, I will yell at him. I think I've mentioned before, and I know like on the FP Geeks in my daily carry, I love my Aurora Mare. I love it. It's just absolutely perfect. And so a dealer who we know well, good friend, has had the 75th anniversary, which is red, for quite a while. And I drool over it. Every time I see him at a show, I, just barely say hi to him, and then I just drool over this pen and keep trying to figure out how much, blood I need to sell, if I could sell my firstborn, like how am I going to come up with the money if I eat mac and cheese for 2 months, worth every penny that he was asking. And so my husband negotiated a deal. You made payments?
I made payments.
And bought
me. He gave me a coupon book.
the 75th anniversary. It's absolutely gorgeous. I cried when I opened it. Got all teary. It's just perfect. I love it. So I immediately inked it with green ink. So it's red pen with green ink. So it's all holiday festive. And then Brian sent the video of me all teared up and crying and happy and to the person who sold it to us. So that was really cool. I wasn't sure because the way that Brian was giving me hints, I thought maybe that was it, but he'd also know I'd yell at him for spending that much money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, funny thing is we kept talking about it and I purposely kept bringing it up because I wasn't sure if you really knew or not. So we keep bringing it up because we have this. Now this pen, 75th anniversary of Aurora would be, they started in 1919, so would have been 94. And we have downstairs in the basement, what is that, is it the second?
The DC Penn Show from
1995.
I think so.
I think was that the second one?
I don't know.
I can't remember, but it has
my pen on it.
Has that pen on it?
Yep.
And so we're kind of sitting there like the day before Christmas.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, going, oh, we're like all precious. Nostalgic
about it. And I was actually gonna. I was a little upset when you actually put that on the wall because I was gonna wrap that up for you.
Oops.
And I didn't want to take it down. I knew there was no way for me to get it down. And I mean, I could have, but yeah. So I was teasing her all week. I'm like, well, you know, how much did he want for that? Well, maybe we can, you know, talk to him in Philly and
or LA,
yeah, or whatever. And we'll I'll have him send.
Maybe we'll make payments. And
well, the funny thing was, is when he shipped it, I had no idea that it came with the box and the bottle of ink.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, and then so I get this package and it's, you know, and it's good size. It fit my briefcase, but I thought, okay, no big deal. You know, obviously he's got to protect this. It's a pretty hard to find pen these days. You got to protect it. And I open it up and I had made sure that the door between our offices were closed. And then when I open it up, I kind of let out a little yelp because I was like, oh my goodness.
But, you got more than you bargained for.
I did. It was super. So awesome. And I didn't actually notice that the nib was a medium until I actually wrapped it.
Doesn't matter.
So if you don't like it, I'll be happy to.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
We're good. It's not a big fat medium, so I'm fine. Don't okay. even think it. It's like a that gun bumper sticker. Pry it from my cold dead hand or something. Yeah, don't even think you're taking my pen.
And I should mention it's an 18 karat nib, not a 14, because all the rest of the Aurora pens that you can buy are 14 karat, except for the limited editions. So
yep. It's beautiful.
In other pen related news,
other news is there?
There's lots of news. There's going to be some news next week too, I think. In other pen-related news, as we are heading back from seeing The Hobbit on Christmas Day, we took the kids a couple hours to one of the few high frame rate, 48 frames per second, 3D movie theaters in the state. I happened to win an auction on eBay. Lisa, I'm driving back, and Lisa's like, well, should we pull over? Do you want to watch it? You know, because you get the alert. And I don't bid terrible lot on eBay these days, but this was one of those kind of fishing expeditions. I threw in kind of a low bid, and I ended up winning an auction for five pens for very little money. Now we'll see what we end up with,
yeah.
And I won't spoil the surprise, partly because I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to get. You know, it was kind of one of these bad picture,
bad description. Things.
But I think it was a good deal. And I guess my point in all this. I
hope so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. My point in all this is sometimes, and I could have asked questions, you know, what does the barrel imprint say exactly? Or, do you know, but sometimes when you ask questions, the seller ends up posting that on the auction. And even if you're somewhat cryptic, and I tried to think for days on how can I ask him the questions that I, you know, get the answers I want to get without totally revealing to the entire world what I think is actually in this auction. So, you know, even if you're somewhat cryptic, it can lead to other people discovering, you know, what
your secret.
Yeah. What, you know, your years of self-education or research may have taught you about a particular pen or a particular line of pen. So, if you can afford to take some risks, sometimes that's a good way to do it. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win big. My fear was that if I revealed kind of what I was looking for, that this thing would have sold for probably four or five times what I got it for. So
we'll see.
It's been shipped and it's coming from the UK. So usually that's pretty quick. Maybe yeah. End of next week. Hopefully we'll have it in time for the podcast, but if it's what I think it is, it's pretty spectacular.
Hopefully. We just got five
yeah.
pens.
If it's what I think it is, I've never, ever seen another pen like this. So.
Ooh, uncataloged.
it's absolutely uncataloged. So
sorry.
So that's the daily eBay, weekly eBay lesson, I guess.
There you
Sometimes
go.
If you can afford to take the risk and you see something, sometimes it's worth taking the risk.
Speaking of not taking a risk.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last week to sign up for the Edison Anderson 2013 Limited Edition Bulb Filler. And by not taking a risk, it's an Edison. There's no question. This is a phenomenal pen. The Ocean Flake, which was my personal choice. I just drooled over this material when Brian showed it to us originally. Said, we have to have this. Has definitely proven to be the bigger of the two, the more popular of the two. But the Ebonite, I can't stress enough how nice that feels in the hand and how it kind of warms to your hand. It's just really, really pretty.
Well, that's the advantage of Ebonite, too, is it just it's a warm material. And if you like those Waterman 56s, that size, that's what this is. It's a nice, nice size pen. It holds a ton of ink.
It does. Now, with that bulb filler. It's not too big, though.
No.
It fits nice in my hand, and I definitely have a small hand, and I don't like huge pens that are like nightsticks. So it's a good size.
It helps that it posts well. The barrel's slightly tapered. I mean, it's a flat top pen, of course. It's very classic styled, but it posts well. It doesn't, you know, it's not sitting an inch off the back of the, you know, half inch off the barrel. It posts well.
Which was important to us. I hate pens that have a wobbly posting feel, and this one is wonderful.
Well, and the other thing too, I think that's nice is, I mean, yeah, if you don't post, okay, then it's not as big of a concern for you. But the barrel length is sufficient. If I'm gripping it here, it's sufficiently long enough. If that's not something you do, this is a pretty nice. The barrel length is nice and long. Super pen. I really.
Now, part of the other thing is that this is a pretty rare opportunity to get a cool filling pen at a really, really good price. If you were to normally get a bulb filler from Edison, it would be at least $50 or $65 more.
Yeah, they start about $350. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Ocean Flake is very limited as to how many can ever be made. The stock that Brian Gray got, he bought everything that his distributor had. So once these are gone, these are gone.
Yep.
He's never used it before and probably never will because we're going to use it all up.
Yeah, the distributor can't get any more. So
yeah, it's just spectacular, both of them. So you've got one more week. It's on our website. And
January 7th is the last day.
A week from today?
A week from tomorrow.
Okay. All right. If you got some Christmas money, give it a serious thought. These are just amazing pens, awesome writers. I have been so pleased with how well it writes, just like all the other Edisons. Mm-hmm. But it just, between this and my 75th anniversary, I don't know what to use.
Well, you can use one and I'll use the other. How's that sound?
That sounds crappy. Don't you have enough pens of your own? Hands off mine.
At first glance, I have 1, 2, 3.
I thought we had a policy. Auroras are mine. I don't buy hard rubber pens. You don't mess with my pens.
Yeah, so I'm putting, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. Speaking of new stuff on the site.
I'm still playing with my 75th anniversary. We finally, we've been waiting for this for like 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, a couple months.
We got in more than that?
It's about 2 months, at least.
We got in a couple cool things for the repair side of the site. The first of which is our new Clean Carat cleaning cloths. These are amazing, amazing polishing cloths. Makes any metal pen shine up incredibly well. We got our first one, what, in Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
And we felt...
There it is.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
You can see the handprint from when I cleaned something. We fell in love with how well it worked. Quick, easy, just amazing. And so we got in touch with the company, and it turns out they actually will hot stamp them. So
nice.
We now have Anderson Pens Clean Carat Cloths. These are fantastic.
Yeah, and they're real thick cloth too. They're not going to fall apart. If you take a pen, and I guess what sold me on these was I had a pen that was actually on the table and it was polished up, and then I grabbed one of these cloths and I ran it over the pen again, and it was like it made it look like my pen was
dirty
to begin with. I mean, they're fantastic. Very heavy, very very good quality.
Yep.
Super
nice
super
size.
Close.
These are what, 8 inches, I believe.
8 inches. Mine's 8 inches.
So these are really amazingly useful.
So, and they'll last a long, long, long time. Not like some of these other cheap cloths that are thin and it'll go away. So happy to get those in. Also this week, we got in some of the new 100% silicone sacks.
They feel funky.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're silicone.
I know. They're just fun to play with.
Size 18 only for now. But these are perfect for restoration of those of celluloid pens with excellent color. So if you've got a Schaefer Jade Balance or a Parker Duofold Black and Pearl that's got perfect color, and you're worried about the outgassing of sulfur that a traditional rubber sack will happen, these will help protect that color. And these are 100% silicone. So very excellent. Good quality. We're pleased with them. Just got them in. So another arsenal in your repair toolkit.
If you're into DIY, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it made my heart happy. We just added a number of Aurora fountain pens and rollerballs to the site. After I got the 75th anniversary, I looked again at the Optima line, which I've drooled over. And so we added those, the 88, the Ypsilon, the 2, the Style, the Talentum, and the Alpha lines, all on the website. And I'm looking forward to getting in testers of each of those in a fine nib.
Each of those. I do believe that we are going to be getting some, Auroras in soon.
Yep.
And as I'm going through and as I'm putting the pictures up and everything, I'm looking at these. Man, those Optimas are pretty.
What are you doing looking at my Optimas?
Well, and so I say, man, I think that's really pretty. I think I'd like to get one of these. And
I don't think so.
And Lisa's like, I don't go buying hard rubber pens.
Auroras are mine.
Keep your hands off those Auroras. I'm like, wow.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just take an Omas then. How does that sound?
Oh, the Paragon.
The Paragon. Arte Italiano.
Oh.
Those are next week, maybe.
Ooh. Okay.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Actually, it's the first day of the LA show.
It's going to be on the 14th this year.
Valentine's Day? It's always on the 14th. Help me out here.
first day of the LA Pen Show.
Yes. Isn't that how beautiful is that? We'll just buy each other presents and call it a day.
Why haven't we gone to LA before? That's just perfect.
It's always over Valentine's Day.
I know
weekend.
It is, but that's
perfect. I know. We need to go. A pen show over Valentine's Day weekend is almost as good as getting married at a pen show.
Almost. Not quite.
Almost, yeah.
With that, we should mention that we have we do have our reservations for LA.
Four tables. Count them. Four. I don't know how we're going to fit all that stuff down to four, but we'll be there.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
We're excited. It's a long drive.
Yep.
Let's see. Something else that we should mention. This week, we received an email. Hugh, you rock.
Oh, my God.
We got an email, and we have some wonderfully dedicated listeners. One of them listens to us on his way to work, like a 2.5-hour drive or something. I still think that's crazy.
We need to lengthen our podcast so
he can make it all the way.
The Hugh edition?
Yeah.
So you can have like the regular one for everybody else, and then we'll just keep...
We'll just send him the outtakes. He'll be cracking up, driving off the road. So he sent us two pictures because apparently we mentioned stopping at Coach That's part of our ritual, or maybe it was in a blog post or something. And so he kind of addressed the email partly to Brian, and they were discussing the husband's chair at husband's the Coach chair, Outlet yeah. store. And there were two pictures, one that was captioned Real Men Do Journal with Fountain Pens or something like that. And he had a pad of paper. He was using the Twisby that he got from us. And then he had Photoshopped in our is it the iTunes logo?
Yep, yep.
That Tyler Dahl had made for us?
Right, yep.
Really cool logo. He'd Photoshopped that in. And then there was another picture of him standing in front of a Coach store, and he had Photoshopped in the Anderson Penn's logo as if it was a purse, and there was a little blurb as if it was a news piece.
Like an iPod carry cover or something?
Something
small like that, yeah.
That Coach won't be carrying fountain pen cases, and so we're going to take over that market or something. It was really, really adorable. We loved it. We cracked up. So,
thanks, Hugh.
If we're not going to have a giveaway and we're not going to be receiving all those cards and funny notes, this was an awesome replacement.
You know, we should have when we start having guest hosts on, maybe we should have Hugh on.
Oh, absolutely. That would be fun. Love that.
Yeah,
he could do it from the car on his Bluetooth.
You might have to.
I don't know.
All right.
There was something else I was going to mention, but I forgot.
You want me to ad lib here for a minute?
That's fine. It's gone.
Okay. Nothing else then?
I don't think so. We've got a couple things to surprise you with next week. We've got some orders that have been placed, and we've got Twisby stubbed nibs coming in.
Yeah, the 1.1 and the 1.5s. Yep.
Those will be here next week. We're excited about those. For the minis
and the VAX 700s.
Yep. Yep. So that'll be fun. Restocked a little bit of our Twisby minis, placing some other orders, getting ready for Philly. We'll be going two weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
We'll be there in 2 weeks.
Do we have Prozac?
No.
That's a lot to do in 2 weeks.
Yep.
15 pen shows this year. I think it's 15.
15 or is it 16 now?
I can't keep track.
White Plains? We're going to do White Plains?
So you'll be hearing a lot of pen show reviews. We'll be putting a lot of stuff on the blog. We're not quite sure what our schedule will be soon. So
yeah,
we'll keep you posted. But a lot of big, exciting things coming up for us. And we've got a couple surprises planned for shipments and all sorts of fun stuff. So,
cool.
Yep. You wait and see.
All right. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Facebook is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is andersonpens.net/blog.
And of course, the website, andersonpens.net.
And probably next week, we'll have a couple more social media tags to add on there. But join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next week.